Florida Paint Company.
Hey, good morning. Is Ray in right now?
May I tell him he's calling?
Yeah, tell him it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, he was on the phone with me last week on the 15th, or 2 weeks ago.
Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay, hold on.
Ja.
Hey,
Ray. It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. We were on the phone, on the 15th here. We were talking about some capital for your discount on materials.
Right.
Yeah, I have my underwriter here. You know, she's actually right next to me. I was going to have her answer any questions, do a little follow-up with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let me pass you the phone real quick.
Hey, Ray. My name is Ja. How are you doing today? Good, thanks for asking. So Peter was telling me that you might be interested in bringing on some capital so you can purchase some materials at a discounted rate.
Right now we're not. It's sitting pretty good right now.
Okay. Would it be for future purchases then? Or how often do you purchase your, paint and...
Every day.
Oh, every day, okay. And are you contracted for the government, or do you mostly...
Private.
Oh, private mostly, okay. Do you have any big projects coming up?
We do.
You do, okay. Are you bidding on them right now? Are you about to... You're bidding on them now? Okay. When do you find out if you've gotten those contracts?
In a couple weeks?
Okay. So maybe end of July, beginning of August?
Possibly.
Okay. And for those projects, are any, do they usually give you any kind of a down payment of work with some costs? They do? Okay. Like a 10% or 20%? Oh, they do not? Okay. Okay, and how much do you think it would cost you to, with payroll and materials and, equipment and everything like that, how much do you think it would cost you to finish the projects in August?
Not for a week.
For the whole project?
$200,000.
Wow. What type of return do you have on that?
About 30%.
Okay. And then how do you normally finance these big projects?
We don't.
You don't finance it? You just have your cash flush?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you normally ever run into any kind of cash flow problems or anything like that where you bring on do too many projects at one time where it depletes all your cash?
We have in the past.
Okay. Do you anticipate anything of that nature happening, going into this busy season?
Hopefully not.
Okay. Is this the busy season for you? I'm just assuming since, with other contractors, it's usually around this time.
It is.
Okay. How many, in August, how many projects are you going to be working on?
Probably 20.
Oh, wow. And are they all about 20K each or 200K each?
They range from $1,000 to $400,000.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you ever have to hire additional people during the summertime because you're doing so many projects? Okay, like subcontractors that work for a few months or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you be needing to hire a couple people for August and September?
Probably.
Okay. And I'm just finding a lot of information from you, but you know, basically what we could do for you is we can free up some of the cash for you, so that way you don't have to deplete all your cash. And generally we're able to free up about, you know, 10 to 15% of your, you know, gross annual sales as the capital. You know, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
$3 million.
Okay. And how's this year doing for you?
Better.
Okay. Do you project maybe like 3.5, sort 4 million, something like that?
Probably 4.
4. Okay. Nice. Are you doing anything differently that's, helping you grow?
Not really.
Just so happen, you know, more customers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have you down here as like a painting contractor. Do you do anything else besides that?
Wall covering.
Sorry, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you do? Sorry, I couldn't really hear you.
Wall covering.
Oh, okay. Well, based on your gross annual sales of, you know, 4 million, we can free up about, you know, the low range of 400K. Mm-hmm. And right now we actually are running, discounts right now on capital. Going into summertime, we're just trying to get as much cash on the streets as possible. Would that be something it would interest you, getting some capital so you can fund some of these projects?
What kind of rate?
It depends on, you know, it's a couple factors. How long have you been in business for?
40 years.
Oh, nice. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any experience with like a working capital program before, loan?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. 40 years, 100% owner. Okay. So how we calculate interest is basically we tell you how much it's going to cost before you sign the paperwork. So, for example, to compare, let's just say, for example, like a line of credit, they give you like an APR. For us, we don't give you an APR because, you know, APR is just for you to calculate how much you're going to pay back in interest. What we do instead is we just tell you exactly how much you're going to pay back in interest ahead of time. So, to give you an example, let's just say, for example, you take out $100,000, and let's just say you qualify for like 10 cents on a dollar, you pay back, you know, $10,000 in interest over the duration of the loan. So that's how we would tell you how much interest you're going to pay back. We don't give you an APR. And if you're interested, I can run some numbers for you and see which one's going to work out for you and see what interest you're going to qualify for, what program you qualify for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what I would need, just to run the numbers and, all that, I would send over the application, and I just need 6 months of bank statements from December to May, and then just the most recent tax return. So those are only three things we need, and we'll be able to, see what you qualify for, what program. Okay. I have your email here. Just want to verify. RSCROGIN as in Nancy, and an S as in Sam, @ floridapaintco.com. Okay, perfect. And do you handle all the bookkeeping and all that? What do you want me to send it to anyone else that can, you know, get these documents? Just you? Okay, cool. And some people, they have like a bookkeeper or like office manager that handles all the paperwork. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send this over to you. Do you know when you might be able to gather these things back to me?
Mid next week.
Okay, so probably Wednesday or so.
Probably.
Okay, sounds good. I'll put in the notes in here, and then we'll touch base on next Wednesday. Are you doing anything fun for 4th of July?
Probably cookout.
Oh, okay, like with the family and everything. Okay, are you guys by the water?
Yep.
Okay, that'd be nice. It's probably really humid by now, right?
Quite.
Yeah. Oh, really? Thunderstorms. Ugh, that's not good. Okay, well, I won't keep you much longer. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you in the next few minutes, and then we'll touch base mid next week.
Not a winner.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you then. Mm-hmm. Bye.